anybody.
More about a guest you heard on the radio?
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishing Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishing Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And, of course, listen live, the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Vile on this beautiful April-ish looking kind of day, which I don't mind, by the way. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, you're terrible. You can't say that. I don't mind it. I'm cool with it. I don't mind saying that either.
As long as it snows on Christmas, I'm fine. And after that can go away.
I'm good with it. That is Stephen Labadie, that lovely voice you just heard. He is over there, and Derek Brandeo is over there, and Alec. Where the hell did that come from? Alec.
Too much drinking last night.
There was a bit of that involved. Not overtly, but enough. Jessica Ellis at the board, at the fan, as usual. And joining me live in studio this wonderful day is our producer, Jonathan Winters, who's now sitting next to me live and in person. I reach over and I touch him. I'm tickling his elbow as I speak.
With the paper.
It's special.
You are special.
I know.
Let me remind you, because you're special, let me just remind you one more time. Apparently, I'm supposed to do one more of these, but I didn't have one. This was thrown over there.
Your organization skills is not
no,
really
no,
good.
No, I didn't do it. It was just the way it was put in my, there's nothing more in here. In fact, you're lucky that I reached over and grabbed this. And the reason I reached over and grabbed it, because I said, I'm going to give those folks one more free plug.
It's not so, because I made a note on the pad here saying, hey, don't forget to read the expo one more time.
But you normally would have this sheet in here somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
Because I have it. I had it earlier on in the program. But I looked through it and I said, you know what? Let me give them a free plug because I don't see them in here anywhere. And I pulled it out just as about the time that you looked at me and said, we need to do that.
What does free mean?
What does free? Freebie. Freebie. Oh, freebie, buddy. It's it's what you get.
No.
It's what you get every time you bring a guest on this show, okay?
Oh, that freebie.
Yeah,
okay,
those are called freebies.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it might as well be free because for $8, you're not going to get a better deal anywhere. It's called the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. And it's going on right now as we speak at the Georgian College, in Georgian College in Barrie. That's right. Today, December 14th and the 15th, the biggest ice fishing extravaganza in Canada. The Canadian Ice Fishing Expo, $8 gets you in the door, free parking, and a chance to win great prizes. Over 50 exhibitors, many of which have the latest in ice fishing gear and high-tech products. The others just have really good personalities.
Really?
Wow, must be. Well, it says many with the latest in ice fishing gear and high-tech products. So out of the 50, many of them have this latest stuff, and the other ones are just really good people.
Okay. They just showed up.
They just showed up, and okay, they're nice folks, and you want to talk to them.
Okay.
And it's all there just in time for Christmas. Christmas. Can you imagine waking up Christmas Day and opening up that box, and it's got a Garmin LiveScope ice fishing bundle in it?
I can tell you my wife would love me forever if I got her one of those.
And I think you should. Take that big step, Johnny. Come on. Don't be so cheap.
Well, I'm getting one free from Danny, so maybe I'll just pass it over to her.
You've heard this before, but you're tighter than two coats of paint.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing that out to you. Anyways, if you go and you pay your $8, not only will you get in there and see all this wonderful stuff, but you'll be able to rub elbows with some of the greatest ice fishermen that this country has ever known. One of them is our very own Doc, who has gone AWOL, by the way. We'll talk about that in a minute. We can't find him because he's at the Ice Fishing Expo. Gord Peiser. He's probably talking to folks. That's why he's not answering his phone, but that's cool. Will Wegman will be there. David Chong, Big Jim McLaughlin. They're just a few of the celebrities that you're going to see at that show. And our very own Stephen Labadie will be there sometime later today as well.
It's not a big announcement.
With his wonderful coiffed Are you going to show the hairdo or are you going to cover it? What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, I'll show my hairdo. I'll go on stage, walk. Like, do
no, no, but you're going to put a hat on it or are you going to walk?
No, that's why my hair's.
Oh, perfect. The people will recognize you for
sure.
Yeah,
if you look for a ginger, it's like, hey, are you Steven behind the glass?
Yeah.
I'll sign an autograph if you want.
That's at Georgian College, right off the 400. You can't, like, it's right there, right on the 400. A stone's throw from Lake Simcoe, of course, Ontario's most popular ice fishing destination. That's today and tomorrow at Georgian College. If you like ice fishing, you don't want to be left out in the cold. Visit CanadianIceFishingExpo.com. That's it. That's our last one now?
Yep.
All right.
I want to ask you about the Garmin discussion.
Please. Please. So hang on. Let's just tell folks we can't find Gordy, right? Is that you guys have been trying?
We got him, but he dropped, so we'll get him in a minute.
Oh, okay. Carry on. Go ahead, John.
Well, I want to ask you this. If you think back in the case of hunting.
Yes.
So walkie-talkies came in, ATVs came in, GPS came in, and the hunting became far more efficient. So the harvest was higher. Are we going to be looking somewhere down the road as we consumers start upgrading the electronics and we get more and better electronics where we say, hold on, we're hammering our fishery. We're going to have to rewrite our fisheries regulations because some of these lakes are just not going to stand up to that kind of pressure.
One small difference between what those two categories.
Right.
All right. And that is, thank God, a vast majority of anglers today practice live release.
Vast majority do.
Vast majority.
Incrementally, though, if you said had 1,000 guys on Hawk Lake, and if the owners or the regulations permit you taking your limit, you'd only need maybe 20 more guys to do that on a daily basis and all of a sudden, nobody's catching fish.
So let me repeat this again in case you misunderstood.
I heard what you said. The vast majority are catching release.
The vast majority, the overwhelming majority, they're not like you in your group, okay? They're not like you people. They are not like, let me repeat, they're not like you people. The vast majority of our listening audience and the angling community practice catch and release. So it doesn't matter how good the technology is. It doesn't matter how more proficient they become at catching fish. They put them back. And they put them back. Not only do they just put them back, but they put them back with the utmost respect and care.
So going towards this discussion around you people, our group, when we're out there, we're lucky if we can mount a fish fry. We don't worry about catching and releasing. We don't worry about limiting out. It's did you guys get one yet?
I love you people. It's the best. By the way, I received a text from our good friend Steve Nedzwicki. Apparently, he will be at the Ice Fishing Expo. So there's another celebrity who will be joining the boys up there. Speaking of the boys, we've got Gordon Will from the Ice Fishing Expo. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. How are you doing, Ange?
Doing good. We thought we'd lost you, buddy.
We're in a massage room, if you can believe it. And I think there's something with the walls, maybe, with the call coming in.
So you're supposed to be at the Ice Fishing Expo and you're at a massage parlor. What's with that?
Hey, Will's here, too.
No wonder. No wonder Will took you to a massage parlor.
Expo's in a physical fitness recreation center, so at Georgian College. We're trying to find a quiet spot to talk to you.
Gotcha. How's it going down there? Tell us, give us a sense of the atmosphere.
Oh, it's fantastic, Ange. If anybody listening, ice fishes, you've got to come to the show today. It's up in Barrie. It's today and tomorrow. It's at Georgian College, and it's spectacular. You got to come.
Hey, Gordy, have you had a chance to...
Are you there, Will?
Will?
I'm here, Gord. Yes, echoing exactly what you're saying.
Excellent. Guys, have you had a chance to walk around the show at all? Have you seen some of the displays and some of the booths? Can you talk to us about some of the products that folks are apt to see?
Yeah, I've seen many of them, Ange. it's fair to say if there's anything to do with ice fishing, so if you're into new rods, the center pin style rods, ice shelters, augers, rods, reels, lures, tungsten, I mean, it's all here. It is the showcase for ice fishing in Canada, and rightly so. It's called the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. And, you know, the interesting thing is, as you walk in the door and take in the seminars, it's nonstop seminars all day. And so it's kind of one shop stopping, shopping. You can listen to a seminar, and then you can talk to the guys after the seminar, go to the manufacturer's booth. You can see the new Garmin stuff. You can see the new Humminbird rods, reels, lures. And then when you decide which one you want to go, all the retailers are here, so you can go buy the product. You can walk in a non-ice fisherman and walk out an expert.
That sounds like a game plan for you and I, Johnny.
Well, they'd have to do a bigger tutorial for this kid. Let's put it this, an extra class.
Hey, earlier on in the program, we had Nari Wang on the program, the grade 7 student from Shanty Bay Public School, that's going to be speaking up there at 1:45, apparently. Have you guys had a chance to talk to her yet?
You know what? This is Will, and I've been talking to her mom, who's like her quasi-agent, and her mom has just been amazing. And we've got the whole family coming down. The great thing is they also just got into ice fishing, so there's going to be a real connection that she has with the crowd. I've heard her speak. I've seen some of her YouTube videos, and this girl, I tell you, she's going places. She has a great message. It's not doom and gloom. It's we got to take care of our Lake Simcoe for future generations, and I think she's really going to resonate with this crowd.
Well, she certainly resonated with us and our crowd. Let me tell you, she was outstanding on the air. Absolutely outstanding. Although I got to tell you, she disappointed us. She wouldn't tell us what her, because we asked her what she was going to be talking about, and we basically said, what's the state of Lake Simcoe? And she says, well, so I'm not going to give that away. You'll have to come up and listen to me at 1:45. So it was fantastic.
I have a feeling maybe your sneaky producer had her put those words in her mouth.
I wasn't going to let her give it away. We'll give it away on Monday. We'll post it online.
it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. I know you guys will be busy from sun up till sundown both days. You've got a breakfast thing happening tomorrow as well, don't you?
Yeah,
we do, and
a little bit different. I don't.
Go ahead, Gordy.
Go ahead, Gord.
No, it's really exciting. 8 o'clock, but the unfortunate part, Ange, it's totally sold out. So all the tickets have been sold, and it's a chance to have breakfast. And there was only 50 tickets, and a chance then to have breakfast, talk with some of the seminar leaders, and kind of get a one-on-one for an hour. So it's really exciting. I've never been part of anything like that, but yeah, really looking forward to it tomorrow morning, Will.
Hey, Will, tell us.
It's going to be great.
What's the schedule like? When are you guys going to be up there? Give us a sense of that.
I'll be up at 12:30, and Nari will be on right after me. We've got the full schedule online if anyone wants to plan their day. And, I'll hand it over to you, Gord, and talk about your seminar.
Yep. I'm going to go on at 11:45, and I think I talk until about 12:15, maybe 12:30. And then later on this afternoon, what's really cool, they're going to bring all the seminar presenters up. So myself and Will and all the other folks, and we're going to have a one-hour question and answer. So we can answer, hopefully, every ice fishing question that anyone's got out there.
Wow, that in itself, that's worth the price of admission right there. If you're going to open it up to the floor and let the audience ask questions, fantastic. Sometimes, you know, these seminars are great, but sometimes you got people sitting out there that had a particular question that they wanted, that they were hoping would get covered in some of these seminars, and it doesn't. This is a great way to eliminate that by opening up the floor and putting a mic out there, letting people ask. It's fantastic. And then especially when they've assembled such a strong cast of ice fishermen, I dare say there will not be a question that cannot get answered during that hour, for sure.
And you know, the other interesting thing, Ange, is what you'll see, what folks will see, is there's never just one answer to a question.
Right.
There's usually two or three or four, and they're all good answers. So what works on Lake of the Woods might not work as well on Georgian Bay, and what works on Lake Simcoe. So folks can be exposed to two, three, four different things to think about. I'm like you. I think it's going to be really exciting.
No, that's great. I look forward to hearing back on the results, my friends. Wonderful initiative. And congratulations for both of you for being there.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks, Ange.
Okay, guys. Take care. Have a great weekend. Gord Pizer and Will Wegman coming to us live from the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo in Barrie, Ontario. Can't you go up that way to go home?
I'm headed up that way, and I'll find them in the massage parlor.
That was good. That are it, Johnny. That music tells us that we're on our way out. Thank you very much for joining me this weekend. It was wonderful.
Thank you for having me. It was a wonderful Christmas celebration, and all the best to you. And
fantastic. Thank you.
For the holidays.
Thank you. On behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal team, Stephen Labadie, John Winters, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.